From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The United States has a warning for the surviving Turkish government. The United States is urging Turkey to exercise restraint and act within the rule of law as it investigates last week's failed coup amid conflicting reports about whether a former Air Force commander confessed to being a ringleader of the attempted takeover. The state-run Anadolu News Agency reported that 8,777 officers have been suspended and 6,000 members of the judiciary and military have been detained following the attempted coup Friday, sparking concern from world leaders who warn against actions that would damage constitutional order. On Monday, Anadolu quoted General Okin Öztürk, who earlier had denied involvement in the uprising against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, as saying that he acted with the intention of carrying out a coup. However, the news agency has since taken the report down, and his alleged involvement has been denied in reports by private news media outlets in Turkey. In Brussels Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup to justice, but issued a warning to the Turkish leaders.
We will certainly support bringing the perpetrators of the coup to justice, but we also caution against a reach that goes well beyond that, and stress the importance of the democratic rule being upheld.
The Turkish President Erdogan ordered F-16 fighter jets to patrol Turkey's skies overnight, although there was no new sign of resistance against the government. Meanwhile, Ankara suspended annual leave for more than 3 million civil servants. This is VOA News.